Welcome to Stuff Electricians to Know and another round of the 30 Days of Cody. I'm your host, John Workman, and bringing to you another minuscule, bite-sized bit of useful information that comes to you in the form of a question to Cody and then getting the answer from Cody, the resource in the form of an app to help you become better, more educated, and more efficient at your job. Your calling as an electrician. So, anyways, let's go ahead and ask Cody our question for the day. If you're not familiar with Cody, head over to electricianslibrary.com/CODEY for Cody, and you can learn all about Cody. So, Cody, here's today's questions. Question, do communications grounds and power grounds need to be bonded? Wait for a second for Cody's response. And Cody, according to NEC section 800.100D, they need to be connected with a jumper no smaller than a number 6 copper or equivalent. Make sure to check the NEC for details. So there is our question and answer from Cody on this beautiful day. And I hope you're starting to understand and starting to see what cool things we're doing with Cody, what awesome abilities Cody is going to have to help you out in becoming a better electrician. So anyways, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And until tomorrow, I hope you stay grounded.